everybody. Welcome to a new installment of Radio Oscillator. My name is Marcos Hassan, and as always, sorry about the delay, but you know, life happens. Here's the new show after a long time, and that we just heard is Motorhead, of course. Let Me Kill Mister's Ever Longing Band playing the song Rock Out from their album Motorizer. As you can hear, they haven't changed at all, and well, that's pretty much the point here with Motorhead. So anyway, you heard it, you rocked out, and anything. Okay, I have a show for you that's it has a lot of different styles, different decades, different music that I like, and well, I hope you like it. And here right now I'm gonna play something again from 2008, like the Motorhead song, but this is by a different band called Thank You, from their album Terrible 2. The song is called Embryo Imbroglio, and then, well, I'll come back and talk to you about many things, but in the meantime, here.
Thank you. Oh, I'm going straight from me out of my mind.
Is Carcass with the song Cadaveric Incubator of Endoparasites. originally from their Symphonies of Sickness album, their second album, one of the one many people consider their best. But this is actually a Peel session recorded especially for the John Peel radio show back in 1989. I'm playing Carcass right now because tomorrow night is their concert here in Mexico after their reunion last year to play festivals and stuff. So I really like Carcass, so I'm really looking forward to this show, and well, I just want to go there and shout their song titles at them, especially the older ones, the ones with all the medical the precise titles. And well, I'm really looking forward to it, so I'll probably let you know how this concert went. Before Carcass, we heard the Vivian Girls playing Going Insane from their eponymous album released this year. This is a newer band from New York, Brooklyn, I think, to be more exact. And as you can hear, they play kind of like a garage lo-fi, kind of like pop rock that I really like. I really like the, well, they're not that original, but they have a lot of energy, and they have also, and more importantly, they have a lot of songwriting skills. There's something that lacks today, especially on the underground, and these girls do have them. They remind me a little bit of the Head Codies, but anyway, this is garage rock, so it's not that important if you're original or not, as long as you're doing it good. Well, it's true in many genres. You can do something that's been done 20, 30, 60,000 times before, but if you come up and you do a fresh song, then there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, it's actually something good. So that was the Vivian Girls. Before that, we heard an acoustic solo piece from Sonny Sharrock's solo debut from 1969 called Blind Willie from the album Black Woman. And of course, Sonny Sharrock is one of the greatest guitarists in jazz and avant-garde, etc., etc. And I really admire him, his boldness, and the way he took the electric guitar with the slide and started to inject a sense of anarchy and in a way of further, broader expression than what most people at that point were doing. In fact, you can compare him to innovative people, especially, you know, Jimi Hendrix. But, well, I think Sonny Sharrock is in a league of his own. Actually, he also played later in Last Exit along with Peter Brotsman and all these people from the jazz world. Their names escape me, but I really am a big fan of Last Exit along with the Sonny Sharrock solo stuff. Actually, I played Last Exit on a previous show, so, well, that's Sonny Sharrock. He used to be in that year, 1969. And before that, we heard Tsuyama Atsushi, or Atsushi Tsuyama, it's not important the order. He's, of course, better known as the bass player in Acid Mother's Temple and Omoi de Hatoba, these bands from Japan, playing psychedelic avant-garde stuff. And this is actually from a solo album released on CDR format in 2001 on Acid Mother's Temple's own self-named label. And as you can hear, there's a lot of his characteristic absurdist kind of playing. And it's, as you can hear, something very fun and very himself. It's something that he always injects in every band he's being on. And well, the song's called Rock and Roll White House, and the CDR title is This a Pencil or a Sheep? And well, if you can find it, you're probably gonna have to find it on the internet on file sharing programs or blogs, because this was an edition of 100 CDRs and it's long sold out, so good luck scoring yourself one actual copy. But well, in the meantime, you can listen to what I put and then maybe look for the download or whatever. And before that, as I told you before going into the segment, we heard Thank You with the song Embryo Ambroglio from the album Terrible 2, released on Thrill Jockey Records from this year. tons of new music, as you can hear. Well, this band, as you can hear, I like them because they kind of mix like the math rock drumming with a little bit of a no-wavy kind of like atonal guitar, and this tribal kind of vocals that really work, and it's a really good album. It has like 6 songs in it, but they're pretty good. It's kind of like I don't want to say it, and I don't want to think about it, but maybe it's a post-battles kind of a scene, like after Mirrored. All these math rock bands are not looking for a technical precision, but to trying to do something different, and I think that's good. Especially if Thank You, this band is one of the first bands to emerge from this. But independently, they're a good band, and it's a good album, so check it out. So, well, I'm gonna leave with another segment of music. This is new music again, and this is one of the biggest super band side projects that are going around right now. This is Original Silence, and you're listening to it on Radio Oscillator.
Cinema Olímpia, do cinema. nossas tardes mornais, normais. Não quero mais videotape mor março, março, abril. Eu quero pulgas mil na geral, eu quero a geral. Eu quero ouvir gargalhada geral. Quero um lugar para mim e pra você.
Many times we've been out drinking, and many times we've shared our thoughts. But did you ever notice the kind of thoughts I got? Well, you know I have a love for everyone I know. And you know I have a drive to live I won't let go. But could you see its opposition comes rising up sometimes? That it's dreadful, and position comes blacking in my mind. That I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness. And did you know how much I love you? There's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. Someday, buddy, we have peace in our lives, together or apart, alone or with our wives, that we can stop our whoring and pull the smiles inside and light it up forever. And never go to sleep, my best unbeaten brother. This isn't all I see. Oh no, I see a darkness. 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 Did you know how much I love you? Is a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness.
will pine someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue, your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
That, of course, was the big daddy of country music, of real country music, the one I like from the US, and that's of course Hank Williams I'm talking about. The song is Your Cheating Heart, and it's one of his greatest songs and one of his greatest lyrics in my opinion. You can't go wrong with Hank. He's amazing. He's the father of modern country music, especially the outlaw country music that I like. And well, this is a great song and you should enjoy it. Before Hank, I started this segment with Original Silence, which I said it was a kind of like super group that features very important people from tons of bands. Well, for starters, Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth is one of the members, as is Jim O'Rourke himself, formerly from Sonic Youth, and of course you may know him from his solo work and his stint in Gaster del Sol and tons of bands. He's collaborated with Peter Reberg and Christian Fenes and etc. etc. He's been around the scene long time and has recorded with tons of people. There's also Mats Gustafsson, who is a sax player from Norway, if I'm not mistaken. And he plays in a band called The Thing and has collaborated with tons of people, especially with Sonic Youth. He did the album, he did two albums with Sonic Youth, actually. He did Hydras 3 for Patti Smith, and the recently released SYR 8. Along with Merzbow. And well, he's a fine sax player, and well, he's in here. Also Terry X from the Netherlands band The X, who I saw this summer playing with Getachew. I forgot his last name, but this Ethiopian sax player, and it was an amazing show. Just incredible the way they play, the way they fuse their parts together, the way they used a noise rock to do their thing. It's amazing. So Terry X is in there. Also Paul Nielsen Love, who is a jazz drummer from Norway, and he plays with tons of people, like all jazz players do. They jam and stuff. And also Massimo Su from the Italian band Su is also in this band. And well, if you haven't heard Su, you're missing out, because they fuse like a really aggressive rock with the jazz, and it's very, very good album. They are collaborating or collaborated with the Melvins, so look out for that if you're looking for that, but I highly recommend it. So this was the Original Silence, or Original Silence. The song is called A Sweeping Parade of Optimism, Bloodstreak, and it's from the album's second Original Silence, released very recently through the Small Town Super Jazz label. And that's how this block started. Then afterwards we heard Gal Costa playing the song Cinema Olympia from her album Gal. Of course, Gal Costa is one of the greatest singers from the Tropicália movement, so-called Tropicália movement from Brazil from the late 60s and 70s, along with Os Mutantes, Caetano Veloso, who actually wrote this song, and also Gilberto Gil was in that movement, and tons more people. And it's really interesting how they fused their own way of interpreting psychedelic music. And this album by Gal Costa is probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite album from the whole movement that I've heard so far. So it's amazing. This song is great, as you can hear. The album's filled with great, memorable songs, but it also has a lot of like experimentations with studio, studio experimentations, and well, with distortion and noise, and it was very advanced for this 1969 album. So that was Gal. And after Gal Costa, we heard Bonnie Prince Billy, of course, that's the Will Oldham's pseudonym for his solo music stuff. And this is from his album, I See a Darkness, and the song is called I See a Darkness, is the title track, and it's one of my favorite songs. I neglected listening to Bonnie Prince Billy for a long time. I'm not sure why, but I recently heard this album and I was amazed by this song. Johnny Cash covers it and it's great. That version is also amazing, of course. We're talking about Johnny Cash here. But the song in itself, it's amazing, as you can hear. I really like it. I like the lyrics a lot, and I like Will's performance in it. And it's a great record. You should definitely check it out if you haven't. If you have, then of course you know what I'm talking about. And then we heard Usurp Synapse with the song When Good Pets Go Bad from their Disinformation Fix discography CD. Of course, Usurp Synapse is a so-called screamo band before the name got tainted or whatever. It's one of those emo, kinda emotional, screamy, hardcore, or whatever you want to call it, kind of like Odd Time Signatures, tons of noise, and of course tons of screaming, kind of like derivated from the Gravity Records roster, especially from the Heroines discography. And well, as you can hear, Usurp Synapse had their own take in the stuff. My favorite part of this song is the one at the end when the bass is playing all this mellow stuff. That part, I say, transcends hardcore. Many hardcore bands before and since, and well, it demonstrates how much of their craft they have. So anyway, I'm gonna start another segment of music here in Radio Oscillator. This is US Girls from their Silbris album Introducing US Girls. The song's called Mutate Machine here in Radio Oscillator.
Thank you. Good evening. This is Los Angeles, a city with many claims on America, including this one. It is now the gang capital of the nation. Last year alone, there were 452 gang-related murders in the greater Los Angeles area. And we'll see if there's anything that can be done about all of this.
Okay, what we just heard was Los Llamarada, a band from Monterrey, Mexico, playing the song. The song is The Very Next Moment from a 7-inch single released last year was released by SS Records, Scott Soriano's label. This band is it's very interesting to me because they take like a noise in a very hypnotic way of hazy quality to their music, of making this cycling kind of songs that are charming and mysterious and involving. And one of their favorite bands is The Fall, and you kind of hear that influence in what they do, but they take it to somewhere else. This is kind of like more garagey kind of a song, but that's pretty much what they do mostly. Their album, also released last year, called Exploding Now, it's highly recommendable. It's one of the best albums to come out of whole Mexico area, the whole country. One of the best albums and worth listening to. They have a new one on the way. I'm not sure when it's gonna be released, but I think they finished recording it, but and soon, thinking they're gonna release it a couple of more months, maybe a month, maybe less. But I'm really looking forward to listen to what they did on this new album. So that was Los Llamaradas. Before them, we heard Ice Cube playing Endangered Species, Tales from the Dark Side, a remix. And this is from his album, America KKK's. It's America's Most Wanted, but it's America was spelled with three K's. And of course, this is the album he did after he left Public... Ow, what am I thinking? When he quit NWA, and he went to New York to work on this album with the Bomb Squad, which is of course Public Enemy's production team, and you can actually hear Chuck D singing a verse, rapping a verse, and then you can hear Flavor Flav before that doing his, you know, his shouting shtick, so to speak. It's a very good album, as you probably know. It's one of his best albums. And well, back in the day, Ice Cube was cool. Not right now, but well, that's what happens mostly. And before that, we heard Nashmistum, which is of course the black metal, the US black metal band, playing the song Your True Enemy from the album. The album is called Assassins Black Metal Part 1. In part, I heard that they were inspired by the album Metal by Pink Floyd, which is one of their best albums, in my opinion, better than the Piper at the Gates of Dawn with Syd Barrett, and definitely better than all the Dark Side of the Moon and Beyond albums. And I think it's... they try to experiment, do different stuff with black metal, but while at the same time remaining a black metal, indisputably. So, this is from their Central Media album released this year. The song is called Your True Enemy. The band is Nachtmistum. It's a good album. You should listen to it if you want to. If you like black metal, you should give it a listen. And before that, this segment, as I told you, was introduced by US Girls from their album Introducing US Girls. The song's called Mutate Machine, and it's from their album on Sealed Breeze Records, who by the way have enjoyed a sort of revival with many signings of new bands like Naked on the Bake, with It's Called Sick Alps, Der Teenage Panzer Corps, who else? They have started to really look for new talent. Times New Viking, and really looking for something different, and they're presenting it. It was a label that was pretty dormant, and a pretty influential label that released stuff by the Dead Sea, by Harry Pussy, by tons of bands who did noisy, strange, different stuff. People like Guided by Voices released 7-inch through Silt Breeze back in the day, and now it's back on its feet and producing and giving us amazing bands that play noisy, garagey, punk, and it's something good. They're also the dig-in bands that are doing something kind of different, like US Girls. I really like the primitivism in it and the atmosphere, the whole environment they create with pretty much nothing. So, okay, I'm going to introduce you to the last segment of this radio show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to listen to something a bit also evolving, but a bit more calmer and a little less rough. This is Kit Fullerton with Man, and you're listening to Radio Oscillator.
Man, because I'm really strung out, man. And you know, man, because then you know the gravel stones, and all the light seems to have tripped into a hole. He's waiting, see, no, man.
place to be just when you're trying to see the road your feet have slipped. You know that you belong on road so long, but then it must be wrong to feel the belly of the horse above you. But of course it loves you, so you just don't force the issue. Even though you're riding underground and upside down and all alone, just wait a minute, I'm too stoned to understand or to catch on to everything that's going on here.
Thank you.
starting this last segment of the show was Kit Fullerton Whitman, as I told you, from the album 2130 for acoustic guitar. This is the second track entitled Part 2. It's just an excerpt of that say track. You can hear Kit Fullerton Whitman is one of my favorite drawn artists, so to speak. He's just great at what he does. He employs laptops and sometimes other stuff, but he's one of the greatest working drawners, so to speak. That's a song that this album's from 2001, and I think it's long out of print. But if you can seriously find this album, whatever the cost, whatever the format, even if it's a download, so check it out, Kit Fullerton Whitman. Afterwards, we heard Matt Reber with the song Amphetamine Gaze. This is from their self-titled album that was recently reissued. This is an album from 1968, in case you didn't think, you think this is a retro band. It's actually the real thing, a real psychedelic band from 1968. I don't have a lot of data concerning Matt Reber, except that this album is great. As you can hear, it's kind of wacky and weird, kind of like in the Deviants sort of way. Deviants are ESP disc bands like the Fugs or the Gods, etc., etc. So, Amphetamine Gaze, Matt Reber. And afterwards we heard Upside Down Cross with the song Battalion of Rats from their self-titled album from released by Tank Records in 1991, actually. This band was, of course, you can deduct from the fact that it's on Tank Records that it's a band from Boston, and it was formed by former members of Killslug right after it imploded, that band. And actually, at some point, Seth Putnam of Analcons was a member of this band, and so was Jay Maskis of Dinosaur Jr. playing drums. So, if you like your sludge horribly executed and with disgusting vocals, this is your band. They're great, they're amazing. Upside Down Cross. And then afterwards we heard Growing from their 2008 album All the Way. The song's called Lens Around, and I gotta say that this is my favorite Growing album in a long time. And as you can hear, they are in league of their own. Amazing drone. Seriously, check it out if you haven't. Probably you haven't, but when it comes out. Well, anyway, this is Radio Oscillator. Thanks for listening. I'm Marcos Hassan, and I'm going to leave you with a song by Joy Division. Last week, I went to see Control, the biopic concerning Ian Curtis, directed by Anton Corbijn. I got to say, it's a really great movie. I didn't expect it to be so good, but it was, and it's very inspiring. So here, this is the song She's Lost Control from their album Unknown Pleasures, but actually this is a Peel Session version, kind of like a theme in this show with Carcass, also presented on a Peel Session, but this is She's Lost Control. Well, thanks for listening. Hope you listen to the next installment, and this was Radio Oscillator, and I'm Marcos Hassan. Goodbye.
Gave away the secrets of the past and said, I've lost control.